Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's bring Zach Stevenson back to the show. Zach now leads the DFL in the House. They have a legislative session that begins in about a month. And we thought this would be a good day to reach out to Zach. His reaction to the last week, as Laura points out, we're about, 7 days and a few hours from the awful events and what took place with the death of Renee Good, the decision by ICE officer Jonathan Ross, and everything that has happened in this state since then, including everything that's happening today. With prayer, with more protests. Zach, always appreciate your time. Zach, like all of our guests, like Rena last hour, like Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges, in about 25 minutes, all of our guests are on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. When you think about the last 7 days as a resident of this area and as a leader in the legislative session, what is staying with you the most right now, sir?
Well, it's been a remarkably horrific week in Minnesota, where we have seen countless examples of reckless and violent behavior by federal agents. I don't know about you, but every single time I open up my phone, I see a video of some ICE agent acting in an unprofessional, reckless manner, tackling somebody or deploying chemical irritants or in one case, brandishing their weapon. And, of course, worst of all, the shooting and killing of Renee Good. And to have that bookended on one end of the week, on the other end of the week, of course, we have this really remarkable mass resignation in the U.S. Attorney's Office of some of the most highly respected professional nonpartisan prosecutors because of the incredible instructions that they are getting from the Department of Justice and the president to really not do what they should be doing, which is cooperate with local police and investigate what happened, what the ICE officer did to Renee Good, and instead, you know, incredibly asking them to focus on her widow. I mean, it has just been a breathtakingly frustrating and horrific week.
What should happen with ICE going forward?
They should leave. I mean, it's very clear, I think, to any person watching this that ICE's presence in Minnesota is not making us more safe right now. Whatever the intention was here, and I think the president's been very clear that his intention was retribution. You know, he tweeted out that the day of retribution is at hand for Minnesota. But whatever the intention, we should be focused on public safety. And it's very clear that ICE's continued presence in Minnesota right now is making us less safe.
A judge did not grant an injunction which the attorney general and the mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul wanted, where ICE would be removed. So that happened early in the day. I'm sure you're aware of that. For members of our audience, and there are many out there who listen to this and say, here's the problem with the House leader of the Democrats, Zach Stevenson, when he says ICE should leave, that the authorities in the state, in particular in sanctuary cities, are not doing enough, and they, these violent criminals were out amongst us until ICE steps in, and they're worried what happens to other individuals who they view as dangerous if ICE leaves. What do you say to them?
I'd say, first of all, it's just not true. The violent criminals that they're talking about are not the people who ICE is picking up off the street in an almost indiscriminate manner. You know, when I see them yanking people working at Target off the street, that is, those people are not violent criminals. That is the pretense that they are using for what they're doing here. But I think if you look at the results, which are, you know, plain for us all to see anytime you open up your phone, they're not going after public safety. You know, I think they put out a statement a few days ago about some of the criminals that they have taken action against over the course of the last week. All of those people were in custody already. They took them out of state custody and deported them. And I think that if that's all ICE was doing, you'd see a very different response. But that isn't all they're doing. They're going to Roosevelt High School at the close of a school day, tackling people, breaking windows, scaring the hell out of teachers and students. I mean, you tell me, Chad, who was the violent criminal there? What violent criminal were they targeting when they went to Roosevelt High School?
Oh, trust me, Zach, I've been highly critical of what has happened with the indiscriminate nature of what is taking place in going to schools, in going to churches, in dragging people out of cars. I think it's horrifying. Yeah. I think the world we're living now, and I've made this point, my stepson, his mom was born in La Paz, Bolivia. She married someone before we dated, and so she's an American citizen. My stepson is from here, but he has brown skin. He's Hispanic. Mm-hmm. I have told him repeatedly, and I love him. I would step in front of a bullet for him. I said, don't you ever leave your house now without your ID. And I understand the debate on the violent criminals. I understand it. There has to be a better way than this. There just has to be. We cannot be living in 2026 where on January 14th, because you're not a white person like the two of us, that you're going to Target and you get cornered. Where are your papers? Where are your papers? I don't want to be soft on violence. I don't want to be soft on violence for individuals who might be born in your district or came here. But if you believe this is the right way, we just have a completely different view of what America should be in the present and in the future.
1,000%. You know, Chad, I'm a prosecutor. I believe in enforcing the law. And, you know, I am all for holding violent criminals accountable. You know, like professionally, personally, politically, 100%. That is not what is happening right now. It has nothing to do with it. And you don't even have to take my word or your word for it. When you have the president tweeting out that the day of retribution is at hand, when you have the White House chief of staff saying openly that there are scores to settle, this is not about public safety, and it needs to stop.
This is the leader of the DFL in the House, Zach Stevenson, who is with us. The session starts February 17th. Do you believe there's any role in state law that you and other Democrats can propose? Right? These are federal authorities. Obviously, we have the closely divided House and Senate. You still have the governor. Have you talked to enough of fellow Democrats about a potential legislative plan on to try to slow down or combat what you disagree with regarding what's happening in the state right now?
You know, I'm very open to a legislative response, but let's be honest and clear, Chad, they are already breaking state laws on a daily basis, with violent behavior, but also some of the enforcement tactics that they're using, whether it's not displaying, license plates or not identifying themselves. I mean, there's any number of Minnesota laws that are being broken, to say nothing of the question of whether the shooting and killing of Renee Good violated Minnesota laws. And what we see is that if you have a federal government that is going to walk around and try to claim that ICE agents have absolute immunity, I'm a lawyer, that's a made up thing. When they give folks the ability to act with impunity, there can't really be meaningful accountability by the state government.
Zach, I want to get to a couple other issues. If we take a short break and you hang just through a break, because I want to get to absolute immunity. Dave has a soundbite from Stephen Miller, who I think is basically just the prime minister of this country. He's the person the president relies on most vitally on immigration. I want to play that soundbite, and I want people to chime in on the absolute immunity part of it. Here's Zach Stevenson. He leads the House in the evenly divided House. He's the leader of the Democrats. We're back with Zach in moments on CCO. I want to talk about insurance because we all need it. We don't love it. We don't love paying for it. Most of the time, we never need it, but we still pay for it because we have to, right? So then you want to find a place where you know your insurance is reliable. You know someone you can reach and you can get them during those difficult moments. And you're paying the least amount by getting the best coverage. It's that simple. I have Amber Scholl. I have American Family. And I have someone I can count on who I've had a chance to get to know. And it's not just Amber. She has a team of people. We get enough parts of our life where it's just a 1-800 number. Okay, we got to do 1-800 number, pick, fill in the blank. I don't want that. I want to know I can track down Amber. By the way, you can, teamscholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. And you can compare what you have. If I get an accident today, it's my fault, or something happens at my house, or if, let's say, you have some real estate holdings or snowmobile situation, you don't want to just call a 1-800 number who has no idea what's going on in your life, do you? You reach out to Amber Scholl, and you get great coverage. I've been with this office since 1990, and it's American Family, well-established company. Reach out today. Explain to Amber and her team what you have and see if they can provide you with better coverage. I bet the chance is yes. TeamScholl.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We continue with Zach Stevenson. He leads the DFL caucus in the House. We just were talking about immunity and absolute immunity. The vice president last week, as you know, Zach, mentioned that involving Jonathan Ross. Here's also a part of a conversation that Stephen Miller had, I think, with Will Cain yesterday on Fox. talking about the same thing. Go ahead.
To all ICE officers, you have federal immunity in the conduct of your duties. And anybody who lays a hand on you or tries to stop you or tries to obstruct you is committing a felony. You have immunity to perform your duties, and no one, no city official, no state official, no illegal alien, no leftist agitator or domestic insurrectionist can prevent you from fulfilling your legal obligations and duties. And the Department of Justice has made clear that if officials cross that line into obstruction, into criminal conspiracy against the United States or against ICE officers, then they will face justice.
I'll add this, because the Deputy Attorney General also said late yesterday, this is Todd Blanche, who's the Deputy AG and was the President's personal attorney in many of his legal matters in between his presidential term. He says there's currently no basis for a criminal rights investigation. So when you hear those comments from Miller and the Deputy AG as a lawyer, you think what?
I think it's absurd. I mean, well, first of all, in this country, no one is above the law. No one. And that includes federal agents who, when they break the law, should be held accountable just like anybody else. And, you know, let's be clear. The law is direct and clear on this. And the courts have routinely held that watching law enforcement, just observing, is not obstruction. You have a First Amendment right to protest. You have a First Amendment right to speak your mind if you're around a law enforcement official. That is not obstruction. That does not give ICE agents the right to act with violence. It's also well-established law that their reactions need to be, you know, in proportion. In other words, they can't use deadly force just because you touch them. Right. I mean, there has to be, in order to use that level of force, there has to be an actual threat of imminent death or great bodily harm, which, you know, when you watch the videos that you see online, you know, what I see are agents who are losing control of their own emotions and professionalism. You know, I see agents tackling people who, you know, are holding signs they maybe don't like, or, you know, I saw an agent brandish his gun and point it directly at a protester's head and then immediately put the gun back in the holster. That wasn't, you know, in a professional action. That was a guy threatening someone because he didn't like what the person was saying.
So I want to call that out, too. That never should happen. Let me ask you this, though, and I am all for lawful protesting. And we had on a reporter yesterday from the Minnesota Reformer, Madison McVan, who was in the vehicle and was connected with a lot of the so-called disruptors who are trying to coordinate where they're going and trying to impede ICE and distract them from what they're doing. Are you comfortable with people literally driving closely and following ICE? And in some of the ways where they're getting in front of them in vehicles and some of the comments that they are saying to ICE officers and some of these ICE officers, let me be clear, anybody who did what you just alleged, that's awful. Absolutely not, unless that person's life is in jeopardy. But some of these ICE officers, Zach, are like your neighbor, my neighbor, and they're just trying to do their job. And if people are erratically driving or even following them, is that a step too far in your mind?
Well, I tell everybody that they should, you know, stay a safe distance away from ICE right now, because what I see when I watch these videos is agents who are out of control and acting unprofessionally. And there's no way of predicting. There's no way of knowing if you have, you know, an ICE agent along the lines of what you're talking about, or if you have someone who's out of control or who hasn't had the training that they need. Which, you know, we have a lot of evidence that that's the case, that, you know, under the Trump administration, they've dramatically increased the size of ICE in a very short period of time, which has led to them not getting seasoned law enforcement officials as agents and not giving them the training that they need to do their jobs safely and appropriately. And I think, if, you know, I'm, as I said, I'm a prosecutor, and every single day in my day job, I watch footage of Minnesota law enforcement people, you know, police officers for any one of our metro police departments or the state police, operating with great professionalism, conducting thorough and complete investigations under very difficult circumstances. And so then I watch these videos of these ICE agents, and the contrast is just so clear. These people who clearly have not gotten the training that they need to do their jobs well, who are acting in an unprofessional way, who are out of control. It's just a very, very clear contrast.
Let me get to a couple other stories in the overall way tied to this. The governor, it almost seems like it was 2 months ago, but it was only 9 days ago, where he had a press conference and confirmed what Blois Olson from this station had reported the night before, that Governor Walz was stepping down. He talked about how he discussed this with a number of people and felt like it was better for him to continue as the governor and not have the dual responsibilities as running for reelection. Do you agree with the decision he made, and did you counsel him in any way or give your opinion on what he should do as now the leader for the Democrats in the House?
Well, I thought he made the correct decision. We are confronted with a really, really pernicious fraud problem in Minnesota that's compounded by a federal government that is targeting Minnesota. That's a lot of work, Chad. I mean, you know, we are seeing daily funding being canceled from the federal government, funding for programs that serve the most vulnerable Minnesotans, like food stamps or people with disabilities. You know, that where lives really depend on these programs. And so the governor, I think, is correct to focus on making sure that the public can have faith in these programs, that they're working the way that they're intended, that they're serving the people that they're supposed to serve, because they're so important. So
did you tell him he should not run for reelection?
I'm going to keep our conversations between us. What I would tell you is that
doesn't sound like
Here's what I tell you: this man has devoted his entire life to public service. Before he was governor, he was in Congress, but I'm talking even before that, where he was a high school teacher and a National Guard officer or sergeant. You know, he has, as an adult, been a public servant the entire time and will be for at least the next year. I think that he was entitled to make his own decision, and I think when he did that, he made the correct decision.
Has the governor accepted enough responsibility considering the amount of fraud that has happened in this state while he has been governor? Because I will say this, I'm not going to deny my opinion, I don't feel like he has.
I've heard him say the buck stops with him, and I think that's the correct view. He's the chief executive. He is ultimately responsible, and that's the correct thing, and I've heard him say that.
Do you think he's done enough, though, when presented with information about the fraud?
Well, look, I mean, as long as there's $1 of fraud out there, there's more to be done. So, I mean, there's always done enough. No, we need to do more. Because every single one of these dollars that's going to some scammy business that's defrauding the state of Minnesota, every single one of those dollars is, one, a taxpayer dollar, and two, it's a dollar that's supposed to be going to serving kids with autism or homeless people or people with really significant disabilities. I mean, just think about that. These scammy businesses that are defrauding the state, they're stealing from kids with autism. Who does that? Who does that? That's terrible. So there needs to be more done until this problem is completely wiped out.
Last thing, and I'll let you go, and I appreciate the time. Do you have someone in mind who you would like to be the next governor of the state, and is Amy Klobuchar that person?
Well, you know, I worked for Amy Klobuchar. It was my first job out of college on her first campaign for the U.S. Senate, and I learned a lot working for Amy. First of all, she's the hardest working person I have ever met in my life. And I think that's the secret to her success, is just she's an incredibly hardworking individual. I think there's a lot of people who could be a really great next governor of the state of Minnesota. I think that one of the things that got us a little bit in trouble in the 2024 election was a perception of not having an open process between, Biden and Harris. And so I want to be really careful and clear that we should have that open process. And anyone, including Amy Klobuchar, who wants to be governor, should compete for that. And fortunately, Governor Walz decided not to run for reelection with ample time to have that process. Precinct caucuses are still several weeks away. Those of us who follow politics are junkies, feel like the election's like next week. But for most Minnesotans, they're months away from even thinking about the next election. And so we have time to have an open process, and we should do that. If Amy runs, she's going to be formidable, and she's going to be very hard to beat, both on the DFL endorsement process and also in a general election, for the reason I just said a minute ago, which is she's the hardest working person I've ever met, and she's not going to be outworked.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. We'll reach out again.
Thank you.
Zach Stevenson, leader of the House, DFL. We've had numerous Republicans on the last 6 weeks, including the Speaker of the House, Lisa Damith, a number of times talking about issues and also talking about her run to be the next governor. Chris Maddle making news today. The family of Renee Good announcing that they're working with attorneys who also represented George Floyd in civil suits. News coming out that Chris Maddle, another frequent guest of this show, is now providing legal counsel to who? Jonathan Ross, the ICE officer who made the decision to fire the three shots. We are efforting to see if Mr. Maddle is available. You're about to tell me he's not available because you're shaking your head.
Unavailable today. Sent a very short statement which basically says, yes, I'm providing. I'll read it. Jonathan Ross has applied for U.S. Department of Justice legal representation under federal regulations. See, and shows the link to the whole deal, a lot of legal stuff. That said, I have provided and am continuing to provide him with legal representation.
Yeah. We had Chris on last week. It was previously scheduled. It was fortuitous for us. It was Thursday.
Yeah.
Right? And among the things Chris said is, I want people not to prejudge this case.
It's very hard on that.
Was very, very hard.
Many, many times.
And went back to that when I asked him other questions. Obviously, he's reached a conclusion right now if he's willing to represent Jonathan Ross. 33 past one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.